Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. So eBay has been an e-commerce pioneer since its inception in 1995, which is a Labor Day debut. And nearly a quarter of a century later, I can't believe a quarter of a century? That's too much time. E-commerce has come of age. With eBay still at the forefront, with us now to share his vision for a thriving modern marketplace is Bob Cuppins. Now, Bob is eBay's Vice President of B2C Selling and Global Trust. He's been on our show before. We love it when he's here. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, thanks, Griff. Thanks for having me.
So, Bob, as the lead and champion for eBay's business sellers, you've just published a blog post outlining how you're going to help sellers to run more profitable businesses in 2018. So, what were some of the key successes from last year that you're planning on building upon in 2018?
Well, let me do this first. I mean, first, can I reflect on the 25 years of, or the quarter century of eBay, and how much of that quarter century have you been here, to witness personally, Griff?
Since 1996.
Yeah, so awesome. So anyway, kudos to you, and I think all the changes and, you know, so many of our sellers have been with eBay for an incredible length of time. I mean, the first thing obviously that I should say is thank you to our seller population.
Yes.
We, the sellers are a lifeblood of our marketplace. We obviously wouldn't be here without our sellers. And I think if, we don't say it enough, when our sellers win, we win. And so our incentives are completely aligned around all the things that we're trying to do to make sure that, eBay is the marketplace that, while we were a pioneer, we remain a pioneer in so many of the things that, we'll do.
We're still writing the book in many ways.
We are still writing the book, and we should still write the book, you know, and listening to the prior segment, Joe, I think Joe was your caller.
Yeah, Joe DeMarco.
Other marketplaces, not to be named. What's the
we
Harry
call
Potter
it the A
reference?
Word here. Yeah.
Yeah, the marketplace that shall not be named.
Right.
But look, I mean, there's a place in retail for many marketplaces.
Sure.
eBay's a pioneer in so many ways. And again, I think Joe said it well. We're going to be, focused on the needs of our sellers in a very significant way. But look, a lot of what 2018 is going to be about is buyers. So we're talking about buyer expectations a lot. You'll hear more of that. Mohan Pat, who's the head of our buyer experience, a peer of mine, wrote a great blog. There's actually an interesting article that came out this morning as well. If you Google Mohan Pat, you'll find it, P-A-T-T. But just really talking about what buyers expect from a modern marketplace and its retail. You know, there's no surprise about what buyers expect,
yeah.
but it's good returns. It's a fast and guaranteed shipping. It's the ability to find what you're looking for, at the right price and fast. It's good photography, you know. So it's the things that if you're just a consumer, you would expect from a retail marketplace. And we at eBay have to deliver that. We're making a shift, we're trying to add to our portfolio new buyers.
Exactly.
We have 170 million buyers globally, but we want more and more and more buyers. And so those buyers are going to be more, younger buyers. And they're going to be more female buyers. And so when you look at the full population of everybody that we want on the platform, they expect certain things. And we need to make our adjustments and adaptations in order to meet those expectations. But so Mohan was extremely eloquent about that in his blog. And I'd encourage, I've linked to it in my blog. So we have a blogception. So my blog links to Mohan's blog. And feel free to take a look at that because it does shape a lot of the thinking that we have about how we'll change buyer expectations in 2018.
And it's kind of a baseline set of table stakes that they're asking for, which other retailers just take for granted.
Yeah, I mean, if you were starting up a new retail business today, you'd have, you know, free easy returns, have free guaranteed shipping, you know, you'd have an easy, great experience. And you see some of these other marketplaces nipping around the heels of what eBay has historically had as our core business, and
sure.
We don't want that to happen. We absolutely need to adjust our buyer experience so that it meets the expectations of a changing retail marketplace. I mean, that's just common sense. It's business 101. And so we're better than business 101. We're like in the grad program. So we're going to go do our thing.
Bob, you mentioned the idea of a thriving modern retail marketplace. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I mean, it means one that when buyers come, especially new buyers, that they experience something that feels very much like retail. And they have a ability to trust the marketplace and know that they know what they're going to get, that they're going to get it on time, that they're going to have the ability to resolve any issues that come up. You know, our sellers in general are such great customer service folks, and they resolve any issue that happens with a buyer. And so, all the things that we talked about, again, fast and free shipping, easy returns, find the right product, you know, our search experience, our browse experience, which is going to change a lot this year. Again, Mohan talked about product-based commerce. And then the content that supports all of that experience. I mean, so that those are the core elements. And again, you'll see a lot more of that and more discussion throughout 2018.
I'm a huge fan and have been of our moving towards structured data and our product-based experience. It has made such a difference in the way I shop as a buyer on eBay. Made it so much easier to find with assurance that I'm getting the right value.
Totally.
The items I want. Even in some areas, I was shocked to see how quickly this is moving. One of my favorite collecting areas is fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing more and more product pages for fragrances. And these are not necessarily new ones. These are sometimes older ones. Just makes it so much easier for me.
You
so
smell
much
great today, too, Griff.
Well, thank you.
He always smells great.
I thought, well, Tuesday is a bathing day, so that helps.
Right. No, but I think the interesting thing about these product pages, and you guys have seen them, when you click that button that says combine similar listings, you know, that'll become the default in a lot of cases going forward. And I think what you see is that it creates the ability for you to highlight right next to each other on one page, new product, refurbished product, used product, things that are on auction. I mean, you kind of all see them there in one experience. And I think that's very different from the way it's been in the past where you've had to sort through the river. And again, from a buyer's perspective, it's convenience. It drives conversion. Yep. It drives sales. And that pulls through success for those sellers that have those great products. And so that I think that, you know, that's, again, the positive virtuous cycle that we're trying to create with some of these changes.
I have to confess a little thing I'm doing as a seller with this information, which is I go and look for these product pages if my item matches them.
Yep.
And if I'm not top of the box, I lower my price until I am.
You know what? That's exactly what sellers should do.
Cool.
I think that's right. I had the same experience. I sold a Xbox One. I think I talked to you about that.
Yes,
I sold an Xbox One, and I went and looked at the product page, and I said, oh, in order to make the sale quickly, I probably need to be priced around this point. I changed my price and I sold it right away. So I think that's a good now there's some specifics, though, I should just talk about.
Oh, please.
I think
there's
some things that we're specifically doing to drive that, and sellers are familiar, obviously, with our guaranteed delivery program. We knew that before the holidays it wasn't available to everyone. It's now available to everyone. In addition, we've released and relaxed the shipping label requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be on the eBay labels platform in order to be in the guaranteed delivery program. We certainly do want you to be in the eBay labels platform, but we know that other folks have specific relationships. We get a great deal with our shipping providers.
Yeah.
So encourage you to check out the labels platform. We're doing some work to make that even better, this year, and you'll see some announcements coming out about that. But take a look at that. But if you're not on it, you can still, participate in guaranteed delivery. We know that's very important.
That's very important. We're seeing huge adoption by buyers when they're looking at, items.
Yeah.
And they'll filter these items down.
Exactly. And you'll do, I've heard from, anecdotally from a lot of sellers that they've had very good results with the guaranteed delivery program. Again, you know, I think obviously some folks are going to feel it's great. Some folks aren't going to think it's great. But I just encourage you to give it a try and lean in. We're going to put a lot more emphasis on it this year. We'll continue to refine the buyer experience so people can find it more easily. And so we expect that program to grow. The other thing is around return policies. So when we talk to buyers, you know, what they talk about is, always checking the return policy before they purchase.
Yeah.
You know, really knowing that if something goes wrong, that they've got some recourse. And look, we know there are going to be things on the site that are final sale, and that's okay. We're not going to fight against final sale.
Yeah.
But when you do have a return policy, what we can't have is everybody's got a different one. So it needs to be more consistent, and we're going to talk about that in more detail in the seller release. And we also want those return policies to get better. We see significant lift in conversion. I think the stat we talk a lot about is 15% lift in conversion when you move to a 30-day free return policy from a no returns policy. And so you can see that clearly buyers are looking for that confidence. And I think that's important. And we'll talk again more about that in detail in the seller update.
A buyer doesn't want to shop someplace online where there's an element of risk. And the risk being that if I'm not happy with this item, it's going to cost me money. That's a tangible risk that people want to avoid. So.
Yeah. I think the challenge is, you know, there isn't a one size fits all here. We have a broad diversity of a seller population. We have some really big sellers who do, you know, very generous return policies already, or very retail standard return policies. We have our C2C seller population. You know, I'm a C2C seller. I don't take returns. I'm not set up for that, but certainly, you know, I take advantage of or use the guaranteed, the money back guarantee policy and take care of people when they have an issue. So anyway, so we know there's a diversity. At the same time, we want to create an incentive for a larger number of our sellers to move toward a better return policy. So again, there's some detail in the seller update.
You also mentioned payment intermediation. We've been hearing this term for a week now. So we need to hear you talk about it. What does it mean and what do sellers need to know about it?
Well, I would say, first of all, I'm not a payments expert, you know, and there's a great page on Seller Center that talks all about the change that we're making. And just, I mean, one thing for sellers to know is we're not making a change today. We're not making a change for most sellers, even in 2018. This is a 2 to 3 year program that over time will be replacing PayPal as our payment processor with Adyen, as you guys know. And
yes.
So, I think the good news there is that we think that with this other third-party processor, we can be more efficient. We can make sure that we take all the payment types. As a seller, you'd have the ability to get payment in lots of different ways, not just PayPal. So we think there's a couple of benefits. One, it's around flexibility. There's an opportunity to create a centralized, simplified understanding of your entire financial picture with eBay. And, you know, I mean, I think the other thing is just we think for most sellers, there's actually a reduction in the fees associated with payments. And we know that's a big issue. And we want to make sure that we're doing the best. You know, this is the power of a marketplace. We create efficiencies. We create efficiencies because we negotiate with shipping providers. We create efficiencies because we have an ability to understand and do our own our payments processing through Adyen. And so, like, we find ways to make it easier, cheaper for our sellers to be a part of this platform and connect to these incredible buyers that are a part of eBay.
I just assume that since we're aggressively going after, Bob, the millennial buyer, millennials have different ways of paying than a lot of other people do. So this will help provide them more options as well.
Well, and globally, I think there's so many different payment types.
You're
going to
stay with
day.
Us, Bob, aren't you?
I am. I
Thank
don't
you,
to stay
so
with you.
So we can continue this
Griff
conversation.
Griff won't let me out of the room. So
I just locked the door.
The way that works, yeah.
This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We'll be back with Bob in a moment.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell. In quantities, you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com. with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.